Welcome to Be Motivated Monday, BMM, the podcast. We hope to provide insight and inspiration to empower you on your Monday to be your best self. We might get in your business, challenge you to be introspective, do a little personal reflection, and set our BMM intentions through what we call affirm action to lead you to self-accountability. Because Monday is motivating. Listen to BMM, the podcast, at bmm@trinamall.com or follow us on Apple and our Google podcast. Hello, I'm Trina Mall, BMM host. A bright future beckons. The onus is on us through hard work, honesty, and integrity to reach for the stars. Nelson Mandela. Be motivated Monday. Labor Day 2024. Facts. Happy Monday. Happy Labor Day 2024. Today is a day that marks the end of the summer, a day of less or no work. I hope you're off today, and a day to honor when we honor and celebrate our hard work through and with this day of rest. So today, I hope you are chilling, relaxing, resting, snoozing, barbecuing, eating lots, and enjoying this day. Happy Labor Day 2024. As we celebrate the 130th year anniversary of Labor Day, today, this BMM day, I would like to share 8 facts about Labor Day that is more than just a long weekend. Fact 1. The origins of Labor Day. During the late 1800s, Americans worked grueling 12-hour days, 7 days a week. Children as young as 5 labored in dangerous conditions. Labor unions formed a protest of poor treatment, leading to violent confrontations like the Haymarket Riot. Thus, Labor Day was created in 1882 by Matthew McGuire, a machinist and union organizer from New Jersey. He wanted to give workers a day off to celebrate their achievements and recognize the importance of labor unions. Labor Day is closely tied to the labor union movement. Unions fought for workers' rights, fair wages, and better working conditions. Fact 2. Celebrated in 1882, the first Labor Day on September 5th, 1882. Over 10,000 workers took unpaid time off to march from City Hall to Union Square in New York City, holding the first Labor Day parade in U.S. history with speeches and picnics. It quickly gained popularity across the country. Fact 3. A symbol of solidarity. Did you know the red flower or red flag is a symbol of solidarity among labor unions? It represents the blood and sweat that went into creating this holiday. Fact 4. A national holiday is born. On June 29, 1894, President Grover Cleveland made Labor Day a national holiday. The Pullman strike in 1894 sparked federal intervention, resulting in troop deployment and workers' death. This period saw the birth of Labor Day and initially celebrated by workers demanding better conditions. Labor Day was originally intended to honor the working class and recognize their struggles. And thus, Labor Day is now celebrated the first Monday of every September. Fact 5. The end of summer. Labor Day marks the unofficial end of summer. For many people, it signals the start of a new season, back to school, and the beginning of fall. Fact 6. A time for family fun. While Labor Day is often associated with picnics and barbecues and outdoor activities, vacations, it's also a time of family gatherings and making memories. Fact 7, a long weekend. And let's be honest, for many, this is the best aspect of Labor Day. It gives us an extra long weekend, 3 whole days to relax, recharge, rest, refresh, eat too much, eat a lot of barbecue, and enjoy some quality time with family, friends, and loved ones. Fact 8, a time of reflection. And finally, Labor Day serves as a reminder to reflect on our own work and accomplishments. Whether you're an employee, an entrepreneur, you're retired, stay-at-home parent, take time today and this week to appreciate all your hard work and the people who support you and have supported you. So today, if you're still working in today's thriving workplace or you're retired, if you're retired, I totally applaud you and thank you for your hard work. Take time to reflect on this ever-changing workplace. Take time with a few action questions for today and this week. First, let's start with this question. How would you rate your current work status? 1, totally purposeful. I love my work. 2, I enjoy my work, but would like to improve. 3, very dissatisfied. I need a change in my work. Okay, now that you've rated your current status, what do your skills look like? Are they stagnant or are you expanding? Are you using technology as a tool and resource, or are you too scared and fearful of change? Well, it's time to make a change today. Start upskilling, as they call it, or increasing your skills. Start thinking about your fear. Fear is not an option. Put it on the fear board of your fear of whatever technology or tools that you are not using. Next question. What are you learning that will help you thrive in your professional career? Learning is key to all the beginning of good work. So what are you learning? Write it down. What do you want to learn if you're not learning something? Next, list 5 year-to-date career accomplishments. Yes, 5. That's not a lot. It's enough, though. Now write it on your resume or your profile. Smile, sit in your accomplishments, and be proud of yourself. Today's accomplishments were yesterday's impossibilities. Robert Schuller. And last, the most important question, are you ready and prepared for this ever-evolving workplace? And if not, what one action will you implement in the next 90 days? Thank you for listening to BMM, the podcast. Connect with us at bmm@trinamall.com or like us, follow us on Twitter X. Share and rate our episodes. Start where you are, use what you have, do what you can. Arthur Ashe. Because Monday is motivating. Our labors ensure that the blessing of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness will benefit generations to come. Bill Clinton. Enjoy your 2024 Labor Day. Labor Day facts.